Let's get more insight into this number right now. Jerome Martiz is joining us now, Refinitiv Director of Consumer Research. Jerome, good morning. It's good to see you. What do you make of this number, especially after the big disappointment that we had in December? What do you make of this January number?
It's definitely a big surprise, especially when you take into consideration the lower December numbers. And on top of that, the fact that the market was expecting that the spike in Omicron would have muted a lot of those sales. Now, what's interesting is that when you look at the numbers year over year, it paints a whole different picture. It's actually lower than the previous years, the sales are. But as you know, autos did very well in January. Online sales was the big winner here. And that is key because it shows us that the pandemic is still on consumers' minds, that the spike in Omicron actually did push those consumers to gravitate online and make those purchases. And when you combine that with the fact that sales at bars and restaurants were actually below 1%, it does tell you that the consumer is holding back on that reopening and going out and eating out, but instead is again going back to those pandemic ways of like shopping online.
Jerron, is this report likely to be the best one we are going to get this year? And I bring that up because inflationary pressures, they are spreading, they're getting worse, and at some point, you're likely to see consumers start to trade down to cheaper options.
Absolutely, and that's actually what we see during these economic times in the past. We do see that consumers start to trade down. So instead of going and buying shoes for their kids at the department stores, they might actually go to Target or Walmart. Now, what's going to be very telling tomorrow is the Walmart numbers, right, when they report, because that's going to tell us if there's actually a consumer pushback, if consumers are holding back because of this inflationary higher prices, or if instead we're starting to see that more consumers are actually trading down, meaning that Walmart and Target are gaining more new consumers that instead of spending at the department stores are now gravitating to the discounters as they're trading down. So that's going to be very telling to tell us whether the consumer is holding back on spending. It's going to, you know, resist a little bit of these inflationary prices, or they're going to trade down or pull back. Now, it's very important to know that even though the retailers will be reporting earnings for the fourth quarter ending in January, we're looking for that glimpse of what's happening already in February. When we look at the Refinitiv estimates, it does show us that we're expected to see double-digit growth of earnings for the fourth quarter, but then that's expected to drop to single digits into the first quarter. So the Refinitiv data definitely shows a slowdown in consumer spending for the first quarter of this year.
If this is a perfect environment, Jerome, for the discounters, a Walmart, a Target, Costco, as households look to save money anywhere they can in an inflationary environment, who loses?
The retailers right now that we're expected to see hurting the most are the mall stores. So consumers will still buy groceries. They will still buy those staples. Where they're going to hold back a little bit is on those discretionary items. Now, as you mentioned before, gift cards do have a later effect. Those gift cards that consumers receive for the holiday season, they might be redeeming them still now, which is why we might have seen January sales also come in very strong. But the retailers that are expected to perform the weakest are those small stores. In fact, it's mainly because of the supply issues too. Those are eating a lot of the cost right now for the retailers. Even the retailers that are doing well, they're not immune to the supply chain issues, but there are some retailers that are navigating this better than others. And the mall stores are the ones like Chico's, Gap, Urban Outfitters. Those are expected to be hurting the most because of the supply chain issues. Combine that with inflation, their same-store sales are expected to come in weak.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sort of the middle of the road retailers, people who are not being traded down to, and people who are not as immune perhaps as luxury retailers. Jerome Martiz, thank you so much for your perspective this morning. Really helpful as we try to make sense of these retail numbers. Refinitiv Director of Consumer Research. Thank you.